This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Senate is now working on the House-approved bills for alleviating the fiscal crisis. And in the case of the penny sales tax measure, the Senate is reworking it.
It is purposefully useless.
Chairman J.P. Morrell had his Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Committee amend the bill to make the tax last 5 years instead of the 18 months the House wanted. He talks with Revenue Secretary Kimberly Robinson about the reasons.
In terms of the 18 months, this falls under the definition of non-recurring revenue for purposes of a revenue estimating conference.
With an 18-month expiration date, by definition, there is no question that this would be one-time money.
That is correct. I think the House's definition of recurring is 3 years.
So if we left this bill at 18 months, the posture of the House Senate to us would have us using a one-time revenue for two future budgets to balance the budget, essentially.
As fiscal experts have said, over-reliance on one-time money for budget balancing has led to the current crisis. Katrina Jackson, author of the penny sales tax bill, commented on the 18-month limit.
This was the agreement of the House, and so, of course, I don't want to go against the agreement of the House, but I did talk to staff after putting the amendment on, and they're saying that it cannot be used for higher education or other issues that we're currently facing.
It really can't be used for anything.
I think the House knew that when they offered this amendment.
Morrell also indicated that the Senate is looking at this bill to help with more than just the current problems.
If we are going to take up and address significant tax reform, there has to be bridge funding to do that reform.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.